USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. A quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen suggested the Biden administration is out of options to lower gas prices in America. While testifying before the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday, she continued to lay the blame on events outside of the United States.
Well, prices are very high, in part because of, importantly, because of Russia's war on Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
That sinking feeling when your debit card fails.
Customers who shopped at grocery retailer Meijer on Tuesday ran into problems using their debit cards for the second time in the past month. Meijer, which has stores in Michigan and parts of the Midwest, said a processing error impacted Chase Bank, which caused the stores to accept only cash or credit payments. One credit union official spoke to WZZM about proactive measures everyone can take to protect their accounts.
Criminals are using the internet, sending out emails, putting fake logos in there. Consumers really need to pay attention to any email or text message that they get from their financial institution. And if it's asking for any information from them, delete it, contact the credit union directly.
At the end of May, some customers were charged double and triple the amount of their initial Meijer purchase. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the January 6th Commission has hired a TV producer for their made-for-TV primetime telecast Thursday, some are calling this a propaganda stunt with the goal of keeping President Trump from running for office again. Peter Navarro, former trade advisor to President Trump, called the mostly partisan January 6th group on Newsmax a kangaroo committee, as his arrest says everything you need to know about their propaganda machine.
He's the FBI agent that the week before had woken me up early in the morning, banging on my door with a subpoena. I said, Walter, I live right across the street. And I do, right across the street from the FBI. Hey, you need me? Just call me or come on over and whatever you need, it's peaceful, right? So on Thursday night, instead of Patricia Lloyd calling my attorney, instead of Giordano calling me on the phone to voluntarily surrender, they cook up the worst kind of shock and awe political theater, whereby they let me get up, have breakfast, like go to the airport, right, and then take me down with 5 FBI agents, all 145 pounds of me, right?
A traditional shirt worn by Ukrainian President Zelensky on Vyshevanka Day, an annual holiday in May to celebrate the country's folk history, sold for $100,000 at a United 24 charity event in Washington, D.C. The money is set to aid Ukraine in its ongoing war against Russia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.